Blog Talk Radio.
Flash it. New thing. This is the song. Got two lyrics. Very simple and plain. We can all sing together. No ass to feel left out. Join in. This is a song that people need to be singing right about now. When they're telling you that you can't, you shouldn't, you won't. Tell them this, tell them this, tell them this.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's going on? It's a Saturday, y'all. It's a 2:03 on the West Coast, and you know how we do it. I'm your host, George Beverly, and this is Sound Off Forum with a special edition on a Saturday. I know y'all saying, y'all doing it on Saturday? Yes, we're doing it on a Saturday. We got a hot topic we want to talk about. Been brewing for a couple of days, so we're going to bring it up to you. We got a special guest. I'm about to bring her in. She thought that it would be a great show to talk about, so I really appreciate her wanting to take her time and come on the show and talk about it. So I let her introduce herself, and we can get this rodeo started. Jessica?
Hey. I'm Jessica. Yeah, this whole subject thing that I brought up to you, it's always, like, growing up, I've always been, you know, like, plus size. That's one thing. People, that's the first thing they see. Now, appearances, sadly, in our society, has played a big part in, like, everything. And like you said the other day, you know, oh, you walk into an attorney's office and they're not dressed professional, you know, the whole professional talk you gave, like, that's another thing of being judged on appearances. And it is very frustrating because it's like people don't see you for you. You get, I guess, the short draw of the straws. You get the short one. You get last pick for everything. You get turned down for jobs. And it's just not just being big. It'd be skin color, you know, like how you dress. Like, it's so many different things that play a part. Like, people judge you, and unfortunately, it's like a big thing in today's society. And it gets me. Like, you'd be surprised at how many things, like how many different times I've been discriminated against just because I'm not, you know, don't fit society's standards of, you know, how I should look. And it's crazy. Like, people are like, I don't believe that. That's not true. Okay, walk a mile in my shoes and tell me. Like, you don't get treated differently because you don't fit in. You don't look normal, you know. It's frustrating. I'm pretty sure you've had experiences, too, with how you look and being treated differently because of that. And it's just a very frustrating thing, you know?
Oh, no doubt. Well, we can break these down by a simple category. We don't even have to put them in categories because we see them, like you said, you see them every day. For you to be discriminated against, can you go into detail about the discrimination that you feel and how it makes you feel?
Okay. Well, I'll share a story of what happened to me once, and this was a few years back. And, like, see, before this had happened, I always kind of knew it was there, but I didn't know it was as prevalent and as, you know, happened as much as I thought it did until this incident. So this was back when I was in school, was working on my associate's degree, you know, almost wrapped that up, and I was, like, in the final semester, and I was coming into the night class, and I was running late. So the spot where I normally sit, like, at this table, because it has, like, four or five chairs, this table, it already had, like, this young lady sitting at it, and she was, you know, she was a white lady. She was white just like me. So I just sat my stuff down in the chair next to her where I normally sit at. And I was like, okay, whatever, you know, I don't know you, but I'm going to sit here. This is where I normally sit. So I was sitting there going through that thing, and I realized, like, crap, I left my book in the car. So I went out, and, like, I got my book. And when I come back, like, she had moved tables completely and went and sat at, like, a whole other section of the classroom. And then she was like, eyeballing me and, like, staring at me the whole time. I'm like, what is her problem? Like, why did she just, like, up and move? I was like, I know I don't think I have very good hygiene. I was like, I go and I take care of myself. Like, what is this? And a lot of people said, well, you're thinking too much into it. She probably just, you know, wanted to go sit with her friends. I was like, she didn't know these people. She didn't talk to any of those people that she was sitting with. She looked uncomfortable at where she was, but apparently it was better than sitting next to me. So I was like, So I started to pay closer attention. So when I went to places, I realized, like, I would get looks. Like, if I would go into, like, a grocery store, people were looking to see what I was buying or giving me, like, the side eye, like, what is she doing over there? She should not be eating that. You know, she needs to, you know, be picking something else. It's ridiculous. Like, everyone is different. And just because I'm big doesn't mean I'm unhealthy. There is nothing wrong with me. I've been to the doctor. I've been checked up. There is absolutely nothing wrong with me. I am in great health. Like, just because I'm big doesn't mean that I'm going to die tomorrow or my heart's going to give out or anything like that. That's not true. And I go to the gym two or three times a week, and I'm there for an hour and a half. And I outdo most people half my size. And I'm just like, that is so stereotypical. You're just stereotyping me off what the media has shown, like in movies, the fat people are always like lazy and dirty and eat unhealthy and just sit there and don't do anything. That's not true. Like, I got turned down for jobs because I wasn't the size I should have been, you know. It's, like, ridiculous. It's, like, how can you sit there and discriminate someone based on that when I have all the skills? Like, it's ridiculous. Like, even if you Google, like, if you just Google, like, plus size, like, fat chicks or anything like that, you instantly, like, the first few links that pop up are going to be, like, fat shaming and why fat people don't deserve to be treated equally. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, in this day and age, like, it seems to be the only thing that, how do I want to word this, that it's okay to discriminate against. It's okay to be openly hateful towards that.
I'm sorry not to cut you off, but I was on Google, and I Googled this. The first thing that pops up is fat girls. It was a movie, I guess. And then the second one is five reasons fat girls don't deserve love.
See?
Things no one will tell fat girls. Why fat girls don't deserve to be loved. Fat girls in tight clothing, tap fat girls. It says 14 things no one will tell a fat girl. Fat girl images, fat girl. Okay, and the list goes on. Yeah. So I just want to prove. I just want my listeners to understand what you're talking about, so you know solidify your point.
Right. Well, there's blogs and stuff on there where it's got these guys. Well, they call it hogging, where it's like these really like supposedly fit guys who go to the gym and stuff and like really ripped. Go out and try to take home a fat chick by the end of the night, and then they brag about it, like, yeah, you know, I brought home a fat chick, like, I did that, like, and make fun of her and tell, like, these really bad, like, sex stories about things they made them do, and it's crazy, like, the things you come across, like, on the internet. Like, I don't know how much of that's true and how much people are making up, but to see it pop up, like, on so many different forums, it's got to be some truth behind it. Like, somewhere frat guys do this. Like, it couldn't have just come out of thin air and someone sitting there behind a computer, I'm going to make this up and see where it goes. You know, there's got to be some kind of truth behind it. Like, it's crazy.
Well,
like, I Googled
right now,
it.
Right now, I'm at Urban Dictionary, and hogging is a competition usually between a group of men that involves going to a bar, frat house, party house. Participants go with the direction to the intent of hooking up with the fattest girl at the party. The guy who bags the fattest girl wins. Then the next definition means the act of bagging a fat, B-I-T-C-H, you can. And the third definition, this is Urban Dictionary, of course. This is people putting their what they think it is. Is to go out with to town and invest in scoring with a fat woman. The fourth definition is the art of being selfish and incompetent, operating in the origin which other individuals might have, want, or has the connotation to join the access of both one accused hogging or the hogger. And it involves drinking, food, video games, or women. So, yeah, these people are just really stupid.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say I actually used that word one time, and it was like, why would you use that? You know, if you like big girls, then why would you call it hogging? And I didn't use it in the reference of actually doing it. I was saying that I have to explain it. I guess I used it in an action verb, like I was going to do, rather than use it as a noun. And so I had to cut back. I had to pull myself back and reflect and say, you know, that's not the right word to use. But that was like when I was a younger man. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just like they come out with like the competition, and then like I just don't get it. Like, even in the modeling world, plus size in modeling is an 8 to 10. But if you go to a regular store, 8 to 10 is not plus size. So it's what kind of message are they sending, you know, you have to be this small, and then getting everyone to think that. So if anyone who goes against the norm and is fine being, you know, a little bigger or carrying some weight, gets shamed, they get treated differently. It's ridiculous. I couldn't believe it. Like, the links I was telling you, like, things to Google, I one day sat down and was like, I wonder what will come up. So I sat there and I Googled these things, and link after link I was looking at, I just couldn't believe it. I was just, mind was blown. I was like, really? This day and age, people are still this closed-minded about this. They're going to have this much to say. But it's not even about them. Like, you can weigh whatever you want to weigh. I weigh what I weigh. I'm in complete health. Are you in complete health? You could be normal average weight for your height and be sick and have all these issues. So it's just completely frustrating. So that's the point I wanted to get across with the show, is it's not only a skin color-based thing. That is still, you know, out there today. In 2014, people still get judged based on the color of their skin. It's still out there. It may not be as common, but it's still out there. But you get judged on so many other different things, too, and people just don't realize it.
Now, let's get back to the other part of this, where you get judged based, you're a big woman, and so you're dressing nice as you possibly can, and people are calling you a sellout because you choose to dress professional, right?
Right.
How does that make you feel as a big woman?
Well, I saw it as this. It's like, because I am big and I know that people judge me for that, that I dress nice for my job because, one, there is a dress code. So I'm going to abide by the rules. And it's not like it's a real strict dress code where you got a pantsuit and ties and got to wear the heels and just to the nines. It's nothing like that. They just want it to be, you know, semi, you know, formal, I guess, in a sense, if that's the right word to use. Just don't come in with a ragged T-shirt and holes to work. And everyone else in the office, they just put this dress code in. When I first started at where I'm at 2 years ago, there was no dress code. You could come in with T-shirt jeans and you'd be fine. You get the work done, you're good. But now they want to put this in, and I kind of see it as, okay, well, I need to follow this because I'm already being judged for being big. I just need to go ahead and do this, you know, and look nice for, you know, look the part of my job, basically. So it's one less thing they can sit there and pick at and try to get rid of me when I'm really doing my job. So it's like, yep, you know what, everyone else has been doing it. I'm following the rules. So you can't sit there and pick me out, basically. If that makes sense. I feel like I kind of went around in a circle there.
No, it made sense. I followed it. I guess I want to get to that, to the root of it, when I talk about when people make decisions based on their appearance. How do you react to that situation at the time, and is there some advice you could give to some other people?
Well, usually when things happen, like when I was discriminated against and it happened at that moment, and like back the story I'll refer to that, when that happened, it was very hard for me not to lose my religion and go off on her and be like, what the F is your problem? But I was like, you know what? That's their own personal issue. She's got her own issues, and she can have that. She can go there. She can sit, do whatever she wants. I'm going to continue to do me and continue to sit here and prove a point that whatever you think, the stereotypes you believe, they're not true. And I'm going to prove my point. Like I said, like I go to the gym and I outdo people half my size 90% of the time. I'm going in there doing the cardio and lifting some weights. I'm not lazy to any extent. So I guess you have to keep in mind, like, don't fall victim to the stereotypes and let them make you. And don't let them see that. Like, don't prove them right. Just keep doing you and move forward. That's how I have to think about it. That's all I always have to think about it.
The way that I see, we talk about appearances, I mean, there's so many different categories that it leads down the road to discrimination, especially in the plus-size community. Because I'm an advocate for the plus size community, as most of my shows are, I believe that we as the men, I'm speaking as from a man point of view. I think men in general who are admirers of big women, I think we need to step up to the plate and say something. If someone says something about a big woman and they just because they happen to be plus size, we should stand up for that. You know, that's with any type of discrimination or appearance type thing. For example, you gave an example. I was reading something somebody posted. Sorry, you gave an example that, you know, in modeling plus size communities, they have size 8 or size from size 8 to size 9, and how does that equate to a plus size person? And then if that is the truth, that plus size is that size, then what's it saying to the other size of women that are more than plus size? I mean, so when we talk about appearances, plus size is not those skinny little models that we're talking about. We're talking about real bigger women. And I'm going to go to this. Someone posted this comment in the room real quick. It says, does appearances really matter? Yes, they say. Does it really, do you really look like what you eat? And the answer was yes. Does your skin color really matter? Yes. I prefer dark complexion, petite black women. Is neatness really closer to God? Matters of an opinion. Now, thank you for those comments. And you're welcome to share those comments, and those are very valid points. In appearances, as an African American, I know when I grew up, everything was based upon my skin color. I mean, I grew up in Louisiana, so everything was based on skin color. When it came to getting a job, when it came to going to school, when it came to just living life as a kid, what can you say? What can you do? And as I grow up as an adult, how do I go and I protect my children or protect my family based off of appearances? Well, when I grew up, my mom said, make sure that you had a haircut, make sure you were neat when you went out, make sure you did all the right things and you said all the right things in order to protect yourself as an individual. But we see even Trevez Martin case, that he was minding his own business and he was dressed how he was dressed. But in the wrong situation at the wrong time, it proved to be deadly. And so appearances does matter. Appearances of, like you said, when the woman was sitting at the table and she moved, what gave her the reason to move? Because of your appearance and because you smelled? Because we don't know that answer, but simply appearances does matter. And we are what we eat. So you're saying that because you are big does not mean that you fit into the stereotype. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes. It's what I'm saying, the stereotype, the several stereotypes that come along with, like, everything. Like, there's stereotypes that, you know, white people can't dance, or that, you know, all black people like watermelon. There's all these stereotypes, and that's not necessarily true. Like, with big people, we're all lazy, we all stink, we don't do anything, we eat garbage all the time, and we just sit around and watch TV. Like, those aren't true. For some, it might be, but not all. You can't sit there and assume that. I don't. I go out. I'm hardly ever at home. I don't ever sit around yet. Sometimes I eat like garbage, but there's a lot of times that I eat healthy too. Some people are just bigger than others. Not everyone's built for that small petite frame.
And even if you did lose that weight, your frame may not, for you, be proportionate enough, you know, and you may not like it. A lot of people, there was a discussion in one of the groups saying that why is it that big women who were big and had the surgery hang out with smaller people thinking that they're going to be accepted when the big people that they hung out with for years accept them more. And I thought about that. I thought it was very interesting because if you want to choose the weight loss surgery, that's perfectly fine for you. It's your life. You can choose to do what you want. But it does not make you a different person. It makes you a different person physically, but you're still the same person mentally. So
exactly.
Your outer appearance brings you beauty. Does it really bring you beauty? Or does the inner person bring you beauty? So, you know, I look at that as kind of a slippery slope, and I don't like to get into that kind of thing often. But it's good to see that that people are being aware of those kind of things. And it's good that you are aware of your surroundings now and you notice things like that. Because when I go into restaurants, because I'm in an interracial relationship with my kids, they always sit us in the back of the room. You know, my wife comes and she's like, did you notice they put us in the back? And I'm like, yeah, I noticed that. And then I ask the waitress to either move us or find another table, or we just get up and leave. Because it is, I don't think that, and if you look at your surroundings and you're surrounded by certain people that fit a certain mold, they're putting you back there for a reason. And I really, really, really hate that when they do that at restaurants. And it may be something that their manager tells them to do, but I do not like that at all. I'm very conscious about my surroundings and how I am treated compared to another. Now, I'm not sitting here thinking for the rest of my life that I'm going to be ostracized just because of the way that I look, but it's a possibility. And I let my kids know, you know, you have to be, you know, you have to be conscious about those things.
I agree. And see, I've been through the exact same thing because I've dated all shades of the rainbow. And when it's with someone of color, that's not the same as mine, it happens. You get looked at. When you walk into places, like, they're like, oh, look at that. Like, you see the faces. It's something you pick up on. And before, like, I, you know, dated outside of my race, I didn't pay attention to that. I didn't notice that. But you do. When there's anything different that's not the norm, you see the looks. You get treated differently. You pick up on things. So I completely understand. I have been there. I notice it. And sadly, you know, you would think, okay, well, it's 2014. Is this still really prevalent? Yes, it is. In certain parts of the United States, there's still, you know, the KKK, there's still skinheads. That's still there. That hasn't gone away. There's still these groups. And it's not just white people who are racist. There's people who, you know, black people be racist. There's Asians who are racist. Like, there are. It's just not white people. And everyone's got to look. Like, there have been black women who've given me, you know, all these issues and trying to start arguments and stuff with me because I've dated black men. They're like, oh, well, you always got to come into community, steal all the good ones. No, I date who I date. Personality is what sells it. So I completely understand. It's like something to you pick up on. And it's terrible that it has to be like that. But appearances do matter. They play a part, very much so.
So let me ask you about I have the question in my head, and it went blank. When we talk about how somebody looks, when you go to a job interview, should a person have their hair cut? Should they look neat? Should they look the part, or should they go any way they like?
In a perfect world, it would be great to go any way you like, but we can't do that. If you show up, like in my profession, if I had an interview with an attorney and I showed up in jeans and a t-shirt and had my hair any kind of way, I'm not going to get that job. My resume is going to go to the bottom of the stack. That interview is going to be over really quick, and I'll never hear from them ever again. They just want you to, because in the legal profession, they want to see that. They want to see, because you can't go into court dressed any kind of way in front of a judge. So they want to make sure you're going to come into the office, that you're going to have, they're going to follow the dress code, that you're going to have, you know, neat, you know, clothes on, pressed, going to have your hair done. You're not going to look a mess when you come in there. But in a perfect world, it would just be based on skill and it wouldn't matter. But we have a long way to go before it reaches that.
And that's my point, is because I look at it and I think about these things of perception and appearances. And I was trying to put together a BBW fashion show together, and me personally, I know the ropes and the, but my thing was is accept me as I am. I am an educated older man, knows what he's doing and knows what he's talking about. You know, just hear me out, regardless of what I look like. And like I said, I had like a semi-afro, or almost had like almost dreads in my hair. You know, I'd show up in a sweatshirt and some sweatpants, or just a shirt, sweatpants, because I'm a football coach, and so that's how I dress. I mean, you know, I dress loose. So, you know, when I go to a bank and I'm trying to get a proposition so I can get donations or sponsors or something like that, you know, they, you know, look at me like I'm trying to steal their money or something. But like you said, appearance is will put me at the bottom of the pile. I want to go to a comment that was posted in the room. It says, in general, whites, this is the dancing part. This is some a while ago when we were talking about this, but he posted. He said, in general, whites do not dance as well to the beat and the rhythm as blacks do. Is fine in the coastal. Black African women are the most beautiful I have ever witnessed, especially the ones that come from Senegal on Gogi Island. I hope I pronounced that right. And he says, look, come on, just because someone white looks at you strange doesn't correspond them as being racist. Blacks are far too liberal with that word, and its new evolved meaning. Well, I'm not sure if you're African from Africa or if you're African-American. Of course, we know there's a difference. But I don't believe that – I mean, just my personal opinion. You wrote your opinion. I'm going to comment on it. But I do believe that if a white person look at you in a certain way, because I'm from Louisiana And that's Clanville. I mean, you're from Virginia, right? I mean, that's
yep.
Clanville there, too. I mean, this is the South we're talking about. This is not, I mean, Virginia is the true South. You know, we're talking about tobacco and cotton. You know, they played a major part in the Civil War. So you know about racism. I mean, that's where it's at. And so
yep.
for the person to believe that, I guess they can believe what they want. But in my eyes, I live in Oregon. Let me tell you the population of black people in Oregon. There's a 2-to-100 ratio. That means for every 100 white person, there's 2 black people, maybe in the vicinity, maybe. So I was going to say 1, but in Oregon, if you don't get these huge population of blacks. You can go to Portland, you can find that number, but not where I live. I live in Eugene, Oregon, and Eugene, Oregon is where the University of Oregon is located, the Ducks. And I tell you what, the only black people, there's a difference between black and black African American in a matter, as a U.S. matter of fact. I'm in Baton Rouge and I visit. Okay, well, that's great. I'm glad you understand the red stick. You see what I'm saying? And we can go around in circles with that. But I would love for this person, whoever this person may be, to email me at soundoff97413, that's soundoff97413. Just shoot me an email and tell me how you feel. Or find me on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook at george.mango904, or you can find me on SoundOff Forum on my forum page. Please just email me, and if you want to have a discussion about that, because next month, of course, is African American Heritage Month, and so we can get into depth about that stuff, and I'd love to talk about it. But I'm trying to steer away from the whole racial thing right now because it's appearances is more than just skin base. You know, like you said, you know, because you're a heavy set woman, or you might have Down syndrome, or you might have a mental capacity, a disability, and those things. I mean, I think the people with disabilities get it the worst. I mean, you hear it all the time, you know, people with talking like this or something like that, or they ride the short bus, or you lick the window. And those people are people. And to discriminate against those people based on their physical and their mental capacity is just wrong. And so we naturally assume that once Ricky is in a wheelchair, that he has no cognitive. Well, little Ricky is probably smarter than we are. It's just he can't physically express it the way that we can. And I think that, like I said, I think people with disabilities get hammered very hard, and it's not fair. It's not fair for their caretakers. It's not fair for their families, because their families have to be around that, hear those things. And then we naturally become upset and obsessed of trying to defend our loved ones. And and I feel like if we don't do something about this, this, I would say my favorite word of the week is illusion. And that illusion is the reality of how we appear to be to someone. If we base love as the center of respect, and we say no matter what this person does, no matter what this person looks like, no matter how they look, no matter how they smell, whatever, we still love this person, and we still must respect this person. But until we get past that, it won't make a difference, because fat people stink. Maybe the fat people you hang around with stink, but the fat people I hang around with, they smell delicious. I'm just joking around, but it's a different world that we're living in, and I would hope and I would pray that we know the reality that the things that people do to make themselves feel good is only something that's fake. It's fake.
Yeah.
It could be real, but they don't want it to be real because they don't want to feel plus size. Have you ever seen a plus size woman shop at a small store?
Nope.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
And
then they're like, and then they say, well, I'm buying this because when I lose weight, I want to put it on. Like, what kind of psychological abuse are they doing to themselves? You know, that's like, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, when I first started going to the gym that I go to, which was a year and a half ago at some point, when I first started going, I was going Monday through Friday. And, of course, going that often, you start to see the other regulars there. And I'm a social person. I'll go up, I'll talk to anybody. I don't ever meet a stranger is how I see it. So after my workout, I go sit in the sauna and I'll be stretching and everything. That's when I start talking to everybody. And one guy was in there, and he was talking about how he lost all his weight. And he was trying to, like, give me tips. And I'm just kind of looking at him. Like, I didn't want to cut him off and be like, hey, I don't need your help. I'm just here because I want to be healthy. I'm not trying to sit here and shed all this weight, you know. So he's just going on and on and on. He's like, yeah, one thing you could do, and this is what I did. I went to the store, and I bought, like, two sizes small, and that's what I wear, and said I was going to aim for it. And when I lost that weight and fit into it, I felt so great because I could fit into the shirt. And I just kind of looked at him like, so you're telling me I should go to a store and buy way smaller than what I normally wear and just aim to fit into that? And he was like, yeah, that's a great thing to keep you motivated. I was like, no, that's, to me, not going to keep me motivated. That's just going to show me that apparently I'm not good enough to wear it in my size. I need to try to work to get down to three sizes smaller to fit into it for it to look right. Like, I was like, okay. I was like, you have a good day. I congratulate you on you all your weight loss. That's great. I'm gone. And then I walked out.
Right. I've got to ask the question. I do. I know it's going to be wrong, but do you wear spandex?
Excuse me? No,
okay,
my phone was breaking up. I didn't hear you. Am I Hispanic? No, I'm not. I'm Irish. I'm full-blood Irish. I'm white. I'm lily white. I'm pale as crap, you know, so I am white.
No, I said, do you wear spandex?
Oh, those guys are on the spandex. No, I don't wear spandex. I apologize.
Okay.
I apologize. My service over here is really crappy. I just moved, so I apologize. No, I don't wear spandex. I don't. The idea of wearing spandex never really crossed my mind. Like, I don't like spandex.
I just asked because because most you know, people who go to the gym, you know, they cover up because they don't want to show all their stuff. So I wasn't sure. I've never been to the gym when there was a big woman there. So, yeah, that's interesting. So, I mean, that's all I got. Do you have anything else?
No, that's it. That's all I wanted to get off my chest and get out there.
So, if you could leave people in the BBW community something to hold on to in your experience, what would it be?
That's a good question. My thing is to keep your head up. Don't get caught up into the hype of the next diet to lose that weight, to try to fit into that norm. Be yourself. Stop trying to be, you know, the sheep, quote-unquote sheep, to follow everyone else and get onto this workout trend and to shed all this weight. Like, if you're going to work out, do it for you. Do it to just be healthy. Don't have a weight loss goal in mind. Just be positive about it. Don't let what others say affect you. Just be proud to be who you are and just know that not everyone is meant to be that small. Everyone is meant to be different.
Man, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. I know it's kind of like at the last moment, and I'd like to thank you for coming on the show and partying out with us and stuff, and you gave some excellent stuff. I hope you tell your friends to come listen because you did a great job. I appreciate it. I know you're kind of nervous to do it, and you weren't kind of sure how it was going to work out.
Right.
But I thank you.
It wasn't that hard. Hopefully in the future we can discuss other things, not just this. It's just like I said the other day when you talked about appearances and everything and, you know, professionalism was a topic, kind of sparked something and felt that needed to be discussed.
Right, for sure. And this is not going to be the last time we'll talk about appearances because that is definitely something that in the future that I will talk about wrapped into a whole bunch of other stuff. Like I said, because lots of things is coming about and lots of issues we're still dealing with in the world. So anyway, but thank you very much. You take care and you have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know how we do it. Just want to give a moment of clarity about this topic. And we do emphasize the word love in everything that we do in this show. And there's a lot of different ways to go about showing love. Whether it's through, you know, action or non-action, verbal or non-verbal. But love is the key. And remembering to respect and love thy neighbor as thou love thyself. So I want to leave, of course, you know, I always kick it with Ephesians, and usually I kick it off with it. But I'm going to leave off with Ephesians 6:10-13. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the might of his power, put on the full armor of God so that ye may know and have your chance to stand. For we struggle in not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God for that day when the evil comes, you will be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. I'm George Beverly. This is Sound Off Forum. The next time I see you or hear you, you should be sounding off. Thank you and have a good night.